Like 10,000 knives when all you need is a spoon. Written by Darth Jamtart and read by Corey Cathonia. For the fandom of Scholomance by Naomi Novik. Featuring the character of Galadriel L. Higgins. Elle knows she should be grateful to be alive, but sacrificing half her clothing to destroy a nameless shadow before the end of her first week in the Scholomance really hadn't felt like the most promising start to her academic career. She doesn't need a fabulous wardrobe, but it shouldn't be so hard to just make some new fabric for a spare shirt, right? She's incantation track, after all. "I want a spell to make fabric," Elle says, aiming for firm and hearing her voice come out more like a question. The Scholomance answers her, though, which is something, dropping an old scroll onto her desk. She unrolls it optimistically and starts reading, only to find that it's a curse to make someone spin straw into gold thread until their fingers fall off and they die from exhaustion. The resulting fabric would be radiant, Elle has to admit, but the spell is useless for what she actually needs. "I want a spell to make some new clothes," Elle tries again, and gets another scroll, slightly newer looking, but, as it turns out, even less useful. This one contains a curse to make people believe they're wearing clothing so fine that it can only be seen by highly intelligent people. Elle groans and flops back on her bed. She'll just have to make do with what she has left. She brews the period banishing potion each month with ease. But when she asks for a spell to ease her stabbing cramps, she gets a curse that would cause everyone in the Scholomance to fall asleep for 100 years. Trying to incant a heated blanket was definitely a mistake. The blanket almost turned into a lava monster. And most of her mother's soothing spells don't work for her at all. Elle tries incanting a spell for calmness and peace, just once, and stops just in time, the spell twisting in her mouth into a curse to eradicate memory. It's worse when she's angry. "I want a spell to make them stop," Elle hisses, pacing the small confines of her room after scaring those 3 senior boys away from the girl they've been harassing in the library. And the Scholomance offers her an ancient, crumbling scrap of paper, translated from the Greek, scrawled at the top, and she knows it's going to be awful before she reads the rest, because if it weren't, she would have had to learn the original language before being offered something actually useful. Really, she should have known better than to keep reading. It's her sophomore year, she knows the kind of spells she gets. But there it is, the curse of the House of Atreus, hovering on the tip of her tongue for a solid week. She can't even talk to anyone for days, afraid to unleash a multi-generational bloodbath on someone whose only crime was annoying her a little. Mostly, she doesn't mind being a loner. Friends might be nice, sure, but she can't linger on the thought too long, or she'll find herself with a full codex of spells of enthrallment. She just has to endure for 4 years, and then she'll be out. She'll be done, and she'll never have to enter this absolute hellhole ever again. The end.